Now, I'm joined by my guest today. It's Veronica Wild of The Wild Fitness. She's an online accountability coach in fitness and well-being. Hello.
Hi.
And we both worked out we are literally probably within about, I don't know, half a mile of each other where we live.
I just don't understand how I've just not seen you around. Like, I normally know a lot of people in my area, but I've never seen you. So yeah. Watch out.
Yes. It could be because my hair's in plaits today. And if I take it out, it is like that wild.
I do like your hair. Wild. I see.
Yeah, you
wild.
See. So yeah. I don't look like myself today. If
right.
I take my hair out.
I like then, the wild yeah. reference there. Thank you for that.
You're welcome. That's a great name, by the way.
Thank you.
Now, let's talk about what you do. How did you and why did you get involved in fitness?
Okay, so before I got into fitness, which was around 2003, so kind of giving you a rough idea of age, but I'm not going to mention age. I was working for a big audit company, and I just didn't like the lifestyle. I didn't like the 9 to 5, the socials after that, and I just didn't like how it made me feel. And so I was always into my health and fitness, and I kind of went against the Filipino grain of, you know, working hard in university and the academic stuff. And I just really focused on what it did for me as a feeling. So it kind of started from very young, actually, because my dad played a big part in it. He loved dancing, and I kind of started my career into getting into dancing and mimicking Michael Jackson, sorry to say, but
I
used to...
Oh, wow, I was going to mention about the dance. I'd love to be a dancer. I watch Strictly and then get out to make a cup of tea and I think that I can do all this tango and stuff. Well, I can't.
I definitely can't do tango.
So you like modern dance as well?
Modern, yeah. So specifically street dance. So I used to run a street dance school a long time ago in my sort of early 20s, and that's kind of got me down the physical route, but I loved it, just teaching kids how to dance. We did performances, shows. It was amazing.
So what is an online accountability coach?
So there's a lot of things that people should be doing on a daily basis in terms of habits, and I mentioned the word habits. By the way, I'm going to plug James Clear, Atomic Habits. If you haven't read it, please do so, because a lot of my stuff is based around habits. And I'm there basically to help women specifically just keep on track with their habits, because we all know what we should be doing, right? In terms of, you know you shouldn't have, you know, you mentioned the, what was the it that you ate?
The Cadbury's chocolate fingers. No,
right. I mean, but you know, that's all good with balance. But there's certain things that we should be doing on a day to day basis, but people just aren't doing it. And what I've noticed is women in particular, they just go from that 0 to 100, especially if they're trying to achieve a certain look. So they go for extreme exercise or extreme diets for such. But actually what I found is it's actually that the habits that they're doing, that if they're not consistent with those habits, that's the thing that's going to make the changes. And so I work with women in keeping them accountable on those habits. And don't get me wrong, if they want to be beasted on the floor in terms of an exercise program, I can do that as well.
I've actually heard a lot recently, because I've been following a lot of people. I can't take it, actually, Ozempic or Wegovy, which are the weight loss drugs, which
yeah.
seem to work. I'm not allowed to take those
yeah.
Because I had a pituitary tumour. But what they've said is the difference between people that are overweight and people that are thin is overweight people have food noise, and you think about food in a completely different way. And as you're saying with habits, mm-hmm. it's to change also that mindset of rewarding yourself mm-hmm. when you have done something great to have food,
yes.
and when you're feeling upset you have food,
yes.
because it does food noise is a very I don't think people who are actually naturally slim have it so much,
mm-hmm.
And this is what the I'm not advocating the weight loss drugs, but
yeah.
if people want to take them they can do,
yeah.
I think that is one thing that you were saying about getting habits. It's the healthy habits over time, like when you stop smoking or if you want to stop drinking. Once you get those habits in, it changes you.
Absolutely.
But it is a mindset, isn't it?
It is a mindset thing. And, you know, I'm a little bit like you, because, you know, I've worked with people and know a lot of people that take these injections. And I have nothing against them as such, but it's, I guess, like with a lot of things out there, it's like it's not a quick, like a lot of people take it for, I guess, quick fixes. They want to see instant results, or maybe they're just so desperate to, you know, to get those results quickly. But then they need to think about, you know, what it's going to do for them long term. You know, it's not, it's certainly not the answer to just take this and just, you know, not exercise, for example, you know, because, you know, there is actually research out there that suggests that taking these things, it could potentially lead to muscle loss if you're not strength training as well. So, you know, I guess with anything, it's not you just don't do the one thing. It is the daily things that you should be on top of and being consistent with. And then when it comes to, you know, the training side, it's like you're icing on the cake. It's in fact, it's actually, would you believe it's the easiest part?
No.
It's the, because let's face it, you could go to a class, turn up, do your thing, and that's it. The hard part is when you go home and you have the temptation and you have the challenges in your mind, or something's happened at work, or you've had an argument with your partner, or, you know, you just think, oh, you know, screw this, I just want to eat because I'm having a bad day. It's those are the things, right?
Yeah. And I think also as you get older and going through like menopause, you're, as a woman, your body changes. Aches and pains, suddenly you didn't get out of bed and you're like, oh God, getting out of bed's even a chore. Even if you're not particularly overweight, yeah, it's that flexibility. And if you don't start doing something mm-hmm. for your core, you should be able to get off the floor and mm-hmm. start. I mean, I know some people have got obviously problems with their backs, etc. But if you're on the floor, you should be able to get up off the floor without holding on, Michelle, to a variety of different pieces of furniture. Because I can laugh about it now, but then I'm thinking, actually, in 5 years' time,
right,
am I actually going to be able to get up from a chair and walk?
Do you know, that's a really powerful thing that you said there. And the 20-year-old PT would probably say, I would be focusing more about how I want to look, right? Don't worry about that stuff. But, you know, as a woman in their 40-something, I think it just changes. You change the way you think about training. You want longevity. You want to be able to, you know, be in your 60s, 70s, 80s and move well. And I think too many people focus on the aesthetic side of thing, about how they want to look rather than how they want to feel, which is why I'm going back to my childhood. It was about a feeling for me. And if women can focus on the feeling on what they're going to get long term, and they want to be that 60, 70-year-old. Do you know, I saw this thing on Instagram. It was powerful. It actually really made me cry. And it was this man, and he was doing, it was like, he looked like he was in his 70s, and he was doing some really strenuous exercises. And it was just something really simple, like putting a kettlebell in front of him. And then it kind of flipped to it, him holding up his, like, granddaughter to be able to lift her to put a star on the tree. Have you seen that one?
No, but it sounds lovely.
Oh my gosh. And it kind of made me realize that's what people should train for, about longevity, about feeling good, being able to move well, yeah, right?
So if people were to get in contact with you, you can do everything online. Mm-hmm. And basically, so if they join up, what happens? Is there, what's the cost involved? So how does it work?
Yeah. So I'm really flexible with costs. So not going to mention price, but what I will say is we just have a conversation initially, because the program isn't for everybody. Some people out there just want that hardcore trainer that just wants to push them around and stuff. Like I said, that was the 20-year-old PT me, but now I'm, you know, I'm older, I'm wiser, I'm a mum, I get it, I'm a wife. I really can appreciate, you know, the challenges that a lot of women go through as well, especially being in my mid-40s, going through potentially perimenopause as well. So the first stage, it would be just a chat, just to see where they are, what they're doing, what they've done, what they're currently doing, and then just see where we go from there. It could be that they're a good fit. It might not be, but certainly they would get free advice from me.
That's amazing. And it doesn't have to be, they don't have to be in the local sort of Thurrock area. It can be Brentwood, Billericay. It can be anywhere in the country, which is anywhere. Great, because you do everything online.
Correct, yeah.
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 And you do you have like weekly, or is it weekly sort of group meetings with people to discuss how things are going?
So I think a lot of the thing, when people think online, they prefer in person. And I get that. But the beauty about online is it almost empowers them to do stuff on their own.
Yeah.
A lot of women as well that I've worked with, they feel intimidated by the gym environment, you know, and they want to be able to build the confidence. Like you mentioned, it's the mindset thing, to be able to go in there and go, do you know what? I know what I'm doing.
Mm.
And if they don't want to go there yet, then there's always your option to work out at home.
Yeah.
So yeah, there's plenty of options.
Yeah, and you don't have to join the gym.
No.
By the way, if you don't want to, so that's a good thing, because sometimes that is quite frightening. You know, you've got to be quite confident to walk in, especially if you are overweight or you're walking in with a bit of a back problem, and you know you've got other people around you and you've got to put your headphones on. It can be a little bit overwhelming, but there are things you can do at home. Now, talking about how experienced you are and how fantastic your company is. Because you've worked with Mark Wahlberg. Now, I love him as an actor, but I know full well that his fitness he takes so seriously, and he gets up at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Is it three?
It's three or four to do his work. But no, I don't care, 3 or 4 in the morning. But he gets up every day, Mark Wahlberg. There's been lots of people interviewing him.
Yes.
And you've actually worked out with him.
I've trained with him about three times now. First of all, I must say that he looks exactly like how he does in the movies.
Yeah.
So there's no airbrushing or anything like that. So he's in great shape, and you know, he's a very humble guy as well. But yeah, I mean, I remember the first time that I trained with him, and I actually said to him, you know, do you normally train at this time? It was 7 a.m. on a Sunday morning in a gym in London. And he said, no, I've already got up at 4 a.m. and did my thing. So it's really true what he puts out there. And if anyone follows him, you know, he's just relentless. He's just got this regime in place where it's 4 a.m. I've actually joined that club, I have to say, the 4 a.m. club.
Yeah.
It's that hour where you cannot be disturbed.
Yeah.
You know, because especially if you're like a busy mum or you work for somebody, you know, there's lots of messages and things coming in. No one's going to be up at that time. And that's what I love. But the bad thing is my daughters have kind of got into a habit of waking up early now.
Oh, no.
And they were early risers when they were younger. So it's like, right, okay, first it was 6, then it was 5, and now it's 4.
Yeah.
So 4 a.m. And I do go to bed early. It's not like I'd go to bed at midnight already. So I do put things in place.
Yeah. So if people want to get in contact with you, you are on Instagram. And you're also saying you've got some freebies as well.
I have some freebies. So I have a free guide on how to get started. And it just talks a lot about my principles and how I work with people on a coaching basis. So it's a lot of food for thought. And I also have a free recipe book as well.
And is this more sort of high protein, low carb, or does it?
Obviously, you know, carbs in moderation, and carbs are actually needed. I don't cut carbs because, you know, you need the carbs. But it is, the focus is on high protein. But there's carbs in there, there's fats in there.
Yeah.
And it's fun. Yeah. It's fun. It's nice food. Food's there to be enjoyed, right?
It is. I felt ashamed of myself. I don't want to look. I feel ashamed of myself, honestly, Veronica. So do you do, with regards, just to sort of mention about the sort of exercise you do, are you, is it all different types of things, whether it might be walking or it might be doing, because I know a lot of people doing the weights, which seem to work really well. So how, or is it interval training?
It's whatever suits the client's lifestyle.
Brilliant.
You know, there was a time when it was all about HIIT training, and certainly when I was in my sort of 20s, 30s, it was all about HIIT and getting wasted on the floor and getting out of breath and all that kind of thing. And don't get me wrong, they do play a part in some of my workouts for those that love it. What I found just over the years, it's a combination of just balance of different things. And most importantly, do you actually enjoy it? So me personally, the HIIT, yes, not so much as I've got older now, but I'm more in the strength training side of things now, whether it's body weight or, you know, actually holding some weight. But then if you like, I don't know, dancing or, you know, other forms, like any movement is medicine, right?
Yeah. I think, if you like throwing yourself about doing a bit of dancing, that's always good. I have to say, Veronica, you do look amazing and you have fantastic skin.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Which I would hack off you and put on myself in some sort of like creepy kind of Silence of the Lambs way.
I do think that might be the Filipino genes, though.
Oh, yes.
Possibly.
Yeah, you look very young, very, very young.
Oh, bless you.
And I bet you any money, if I was to push over my guest in the studio, which I wouldn't do, she was on the floor, I reckon she could stand up not using any of the furniture to grab hold of.
We could try after this if you want.
I just know. I've been watching those people actually that sit down and then they get up without using their hands. They use the strength in their legs to stand up. And I just look and go, no, I wouldn't be able to do that.
Okay, let's get you doing that then.
Oh, okay. If I was on the floor now,
yeah,
I'd still be there by the next time the presenter came in.
You could present from the floor, can't you?
Yeah.